Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller, Management Leadership Podcast. Just as a car parked in the garage rarely has motor issues or body issues where it runs into something, an IT environment rarely has outages without changes. But let's talk about the car. A car was not made. You didn't pay all that money for a car to sit in a garage. You don't insure that car for it to sit in a garage. An IT environment cannot be an IT environment with no changes, with no releases, with nothing new going in. So we have to figure out, how do we reduce risk and maximize the value for our stakeholders? And let's take that a step further. There are many cars on the road at any given time. It's one of the things about driving in the U.S. It's always odd if you don't see another car while you're driving at any given time. We're used to having heavy traffic in most areas. All these cars and trucks, big semis, they're all driving to their respective destinations. They're changing lanes, starting, stopping, making turns, getting on the highway, getting off the highway. They're all going to where they're supposed to be or they want to be, right? This is the same for our IT environments. Network team has something. The DBAs have to do patches. There's always something. And so with our very redundant IT environments, the majority of our risk comes from changes. If you think about everything being redundant as much as possible, outages have to occur when something changes, because our redundancy takes care of hardware failure or something of that nature. And given all of this, I have three takeaways for every organization. Identify change risk levels and proceed accordingly. We talk about that a lot. Ensure that testing and sign-off are standardized across the organization. And lastly, which I think may be the thing that most organizations do the worst of these, document all learning and improvement opportunities so that we can increase our change success rate over time. We see this on the highways, at least here in the U.S. If there are a lot of accidents in a certain area, they'll put up signs saying, hey, slow down going around this curve. Maybe you'll see a traffic light because there have been too many accidents with people turning there. We need to do the same in our organizations. We need to understand where the risk is coming from, changes, and how to address that risk, as well as allow as many changes to go through as possible. It's a hard task. There's no doubt about it. It is a hard task. But it's one that our stakeholders need us to perform very well. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for being a part of our podcast. It's hard to imagine how many episodes and how many downloads we've had. I appreciate all of the family and friends that we've met along the way. Like I always do, I ask that if there's some way Service Management Leadership can help your organization, please let me know. We'd love to help you. Have an awesome rest of your Monday.